I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So... you know, a big story, obviously, this week is Maryland in the Sweet 16, but there is a corresponding major story associated with Maryland men's basketball, and that is, will he or won't he, as it relates to the current head coach, Kevin Willard. Villanova still is without a head coach. Richard Pitino, the son of Rick Pitino, who's been the coach at New Mexico for the last few years, who was the coach at Minnesota in the Big Ten for many years, was thought to be a potential candidate at Villanova. They still have their opening, but he took the Xavier job last night after Sean Miller left Xavier to go to Texas. And so Villanova is still without a coach, and Maryland is still without, you know, a commitment from Kevin as to whether or not he's going to stay. I've had several of you reach out and say, well, isn't he under contract? Yeah, he is. He's got another 4 years on his deal, but you can leave that contract if the acquiring school, if you will, is willing to buy out the rest of the contract, and Villanova is in more than good enough position to do that. So before I kind of share with you some of what I think is going on right now, I want to go back to yesterday. I had Kevin Willard on the show and asked him about whether or not he's staying or leaving, and it's about a two-minute slug. I'll play the whole thing for you, and then we'll come back, and I'll tell you where I think it is right now. All right, you know, I got to ask you this. Are you staying at Maryland or going?
Yeah. You know what? I've had, over the last week, I know I've said some things that have raised people's eyes, but, you know, Maryland's been great. We're in a perfect shape. I missed the radio show today, and everybody thinks, I missed the radio show today because I overslept. I'm on West Coast time now. Everything that my concerns have been about the job, and that was my whole point of my press conference, and, you know, maybe my jersey came out of me not in the greatest way, was, you know, I want to make this program the best, and I think when you have an opportunity to do it, you have to take advantage of the opportunity, Kevin. And, you know, obviously losing the athletic director has been a little bit of a, I wouldn't say it's been a little hard, to be honest with you, just because, you know, I wasn't expecting Damon to leave and go to SMU. But I've been working with Brian Ullman and everyone in the athletic department, and they've been great, and they understood my concerns and what I want. And again, I don't want monumental things. I just want, you know, this program to be the best it can be, and I think I'm not asking for that much.
So, are you staying?
As of right now, I'm staying, Kev, yes.
As of right now, but are you going to get the things that, are you comfortable right now saying that you're going to get the things you need and you are going to be at Maryland as the head coach next year and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I, it's, you know, Brian Ullman has been phenomenal. He's actually the first guy that's come up to me. One of my issues is I just didn't have a great
tell everybody who Brian is.
Brian's a, I think Brian, it's the CEO. I'm not sure what his title is. He's in the athletic department, and he's way up there. There's a lot of people up there. Jeff.
Okay, just so everybody knows. Yeah.
But he's been great. He's the first guy that's actually sat down with me, talked to me, and really found out what my concerns and what I really wanted, you know, because it's not a contractual thing for me. It's more of a program thing for me. And Brian and I are on the same page. He has been awesome. He has put a lot of what I've felt over the last 3 years about the program. I think he's finally starting to understand where I want this program to go. And that's all that matters to me. I want this, you know, what Lefty did, what Gary did, what Mark did, what I want to try to do is elevate this program to the best. It's what our fans want. It's what my donors want. They talk about it all the time. It's what I want. It's what my expectations are. And when you're at a place like Maryland, there's just certain things that need to be done to be at the top of college basketball. And I can tell you that I don't know if Brian's trying to get the AD job, but Brian's been phenomenal.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
So that was Kevin Willard yesterday. Brian Ullman, by the way, his title is Vice President of Marketing and Communications, but he's been a big part of the athletic department. And with no AD, I think along with the school president, Daryl Pines, I think they have been intimately involved in, I think, trying to get Kevin to stay. And I think right now, what you have is, you know, Kevin said, you know, he's not asking for a lot, and that if, you know, he gets what he wants, not just for him, but for the program, that he'll be the coach. And I'm hearing that, at least from one side, the school side, that it's something that they've, you know, come to the table with, everything he's asked for. So right now, I would sort of describe this situation as still very fluid, but probably in his court. You know, he did have some leverage. He kind of used that leverage publicly last Thursday. And, you know, if they've come to the table and said, this is what you want, we're willing to give it to you. And, you know, let's announce that you're staying. Hopefully that'll happen. You know, I'm not predicting that it will. I would lean in that direction that he's going to stay. But this has been an unbelievable sort of dynamic situation over the last, you know, week now, going back to a week ago Thursday, the press conference that he had in Seattle before their first round game against Grand Canyon. Look, Villanova is better positioned in terms of probably, you know, a contract in compensation and NIL money. But from a revenue share standpoint, they're not getting what Maryland's getting from the Big Ten, primarily because of football and the football TV deal. Everybody understands that. So, you know, I would certainly hope that if this is what he's gone out there and said, I need, if indeed, you know, what I've been told that the school has stepped up and said, we're willing to provide that to you, I certainly hope he stays. We'll see. I kind of feel like, Denton, if there's not some sort of a public announcement from the school, from Kevin, whatever it is, about, you know, he is staying under a new contract, restructured deal, whatever it is, before the game tips tomorrow night, I would feel like, you know, we're in trouble a little bit, those of us that want Kevin Willard to stay. So I hope something happens between now and tip time tomorrow night. You know, they do have the press conference today for the Sweet 16 teams that are playing tomorrow. So there will be some Kevin Willard sound out there, you know, today. But yeah, and Naki's right. And I've talked to a number of people about this, that if he were to leave, it would be a big blow to Maryland basketball right now for multiple reasons. Number one, it is so late in the game, you can pretty much, you know, take next year and scratch it. You know, you got no shot because now you're going to lose probably Rice and Gillespie. Your portal people that you've been, you know, recruiting are probably going to look elsewhere. And the coaching options are, you know, slim to none. You know, there just aren't many left out there. I mean, you can talk about guys here locally who we all like, Tony Skin and Dwayne Simpkins. Typically, the move isn't from an AU or a George Mason even to Maryland. Usually, there's another step in between, you know, before you get to a level of merit like Maryland. The other thing, too, is on the way out, all, you know, and I like Kevin a lot, and I hope he stays, but if he ends up leaving, he will have, on the way out, sort of damaged the reputation of the job. You know, even if the school comes to the table, which I've been told they've come to the table with, you know, virtually everything he's asked for, you know, the perception of the job will have changed. Maybe justifiably so. I don't, you know, that's, I think, you know, when they hired Kevin after, you know, Mark and Danny Manning's interim season, my position was that this is still a top 15 job, Maryland basketball. And I still think, you know, at that moment, I still think I was close to right. I may have been just a bit off, may have been more like a top 25 job. Look, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, this was a top 10 job. Forget about where the program was. You know, that's the way it was perceived by the industry, by college basketball, by coaches in college basketball. But if he were to leave after, you know, sort of going public with a lot of the things that the program isn't up to snuff on, the job, perception-wise, is barely hanging on to being a top 25 job. And so your options, even, you know, they're already limited because of the time of year you'd be looking for a new coach. But some of those people that may have been on the list may not be as interested as they would have been prior. So I hope it works out. I hope he stays. I think he's an excellent coach. I think he's perfect for Maryland. I think the personality is the right fit. And he's certainly proven that, you know, in this era of portal, I mean, they didn't have the most money last year, and yet he did a phenomenal job in the portal, which is really what you have to do now in college sports. It's not freshman high school recruiting. It's portal recruiting is much more important. And then re-recruiting your own players. And Maryland's got two meaningful players that have to come back next year that would probably move on if Kevin Willard moves on. Those two players being Rodney Rice and Jacoby Gillespie. So, sounds to me, based on some of the people that I've talked to, that the school has stepped up. You know, that's a one-sided piece, just sharing that with everybody. And now let's see what happens. Hope he stays. Hope it works out. I'd be concerned, though, if something doesn't happen and we don't find out about it one way or the other, if, you know, before tomorrow night. Because if they go into that game and it isn't done and they lose, I don't know, it would feel almost like it was preordained to a certain degree, but I don't know that for sure. All right. We got some college basketball talk coming up with Chris Spatola at noon. Talk about some of the other Sweet 16 games. We'll get back to football next hour. Denton's News next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.